This month marks the 100th anniversary of the Cody Country Chamber of Commerce, or the Cody Club, as it was known until 1970. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska spoke with Jeremy Johnston, historian at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West, and Tina Hobel-Henrich, the president of the Cody Country Chamber of Commerce, on how the club began. Johnston says it started with the town's founders, George Beck and Buffalo Bill Cody, trying to attract people to the area.
And it started out as a sportsman organization. And Beck and Cody both realized that tourism, hunting, was going to be important to the future economy. And so this hunting club was set up intending to bring in some high-profile individuals who could go hunting. They reached out to General Nelson Miles. He came out here for a hunting trip, one of the first Cody Club hunting trips. They also tried to get Theodore Roosevelt. Unfortunately, Theodore Roosevelt went to the South on a bear hunt instead, which is fortunate for the United States because that's the trip that gave us the famous teddy bear. But for Cody, it meant that Theodore Roosevelt never did visit this region. And then, of course, the biggest accomplishment was bringing in the Prince of Monaco in 1913 for a hunting trip. And again, all of this really brings attention to our close connection to Yellowstone National Park, the transportation route that was developing from Cody to the east entrance, and the big game hunting opportunities that were here.
So basically, Beck decided to create the Cody Club, which was a sportsman club, to try to bring people or like to give bring a like awareness of Cody, and then maybe that would help people come and live here.
It was mainly a hunting organization to begin with, and then it went through fits and starts until it was officially incorporated.
Well, it became an official organization early in its creation and in its existence. The concept was not really that it would be a chamber of commerce. I don't really know that chambers of commerce were a thing then. But what happened is, as you know, these group of like-minded individuals would come together, it became aware that they were also the group that was concerned with the issues or the concerns or the struggles that the citizens of Cody were facing. And so the focus turned away from hunting and really more inclusive of all of the challenges of the region. And it wasn't until the 1970s that the Cody Club actually became the Cody Country Chamber of Commerce. But it functioned as a chamber of commerce even before then, really in scope and in purpose.
It was at first trying to attract sportsmen out to Cody, and then it kept people involved in the community. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I think it really engaged businesses because of the tie to tourism. It's a pretty short leap from what's good for business is good for all of us, and what's good for business in Cody, even then, was tourism.
Basically, the main idea was to bring an economy boost, right, to the area.
Exactly. And Beck and Cody were really good at diversifying the economy and investing in the local oil fields. We mentioned the tourism, but also transportation and building a lot of the institutions that are here in the community today, raising money and funds to build the early Buffalo Bill Museum that became the Buffalo Bill Center of the West. A lot of contributions, and even the airport. I mean, they were very instrumental in getting the airport started.
Well, and even before the airport, it was just maximizing on the awareness and increasing awareness of the East Gate, you know, as a way to the nation's first national park.
And was there ever like a full transition from like, okay, we're not a sportsman club anymore, but we are now the Chamber of Commerce?
Before it was called a Chamber of Commerce, I think that transition took place about the time that this Cody Club luncheon started. So in the 1920s, I think the scope really changed from really an exclusive sportsman's club to a club of citizens who were concerned with Cody.
Really, that's a critical time period for the town of Cody.
The 1920s?
Because Buffalo Bill had passed away in 1917, so you lose your celebrity spokesperson. Mm. That individual is now gone. And so the Cody Club really did a good job in filling that void and getting out there and publicizing what's available here. Tremendous, and they still do a tremendous job of marketing this community to developers, to potential visitors, to people who just want a nice place to live.
And so you mentioned the Cody's luncheon, the Cody Club's luncheon. So if you can kind of tell me what that is.
Agnes Chamberlain hosted the very first Cody Club luncheon. So the Cody Club luncheon started 100 years ago today, February 11th, the first lunch was at the Chamberlain Inn. But I think that the Cody Club luncheon itself served a purpose. You know, that truly is how people networked and how they communicated before modern communication existed. I mean, in order to know what your neighbors were doing or to connect with businesses and find out what you were doing, it was really important to get in the same room. And so the Cody Club luncheon facilitated that.
Is this a normal way for the Chamber of Commerce to be developed, or is this kind of unique that it came from a sportsman club?
I would have to say that the Cody Club probably was a little more aggressive and better connected than a lot of the other Chamber of Commerce as you see in other communities. I mean, those connections to the East that Beck and Cody had established and continuing those connections, you know, really brought a lot of investment into this area.